As we celebrate today the beginning of a new session of leadership in our church, and we also consider the hope of this scripture in this holy day of Epiphany, let's think a bit about this word light that provides for us guidance in leadership and ministry within our church, and hopefully encouragement and hope for us as we journey through even the darkest times. So as we think about light today in preparing those through our prayers and words of installation to serve, let's think of the L of light as reminding us that one of the most important gifts in our faith is to listen. To listen for God's voice and comfort and guidance and encouragement along our journey. As our scripture tells us today, that was what inspired the wise men, the sojourners, the magi. They listened for the hope of light in darkness. They traveled from distant lands because they were willing to risk it all for one who could sustain them through all of life's burdens. So as we seek to lead our church and serve as effective church members throughout our ministry, may we listen more effectively, more fervently for God's voice, God's call upon us, and God's comfort in our life. The eye of light is a reminder to us, as we heard in our scripture today, that God indeed illuminates for us the path in which He would have us go, the path of our calling, how we utilize our gifts for ministry and service to the world around us. But you know, beyond God illuminating us, I think as leaders in the church, as session members, as workers, as members of Sunday school classes, as those who provide care, we are called to be illumination, to light to those around us. We help to conquer darkness when we are light. It's our presence. It's our words of peace. It's our gifts of being the church that make us light to those around us. The G of light. I think there's two different words that really speak to me in the actions of the Magi and the call for us as more effective servants and ministers in our church. It's to go and to give. You know, we first have to take action as the Magi did. They sought an opportunity to go, to leave their homeland. And when they went, they didn't just go. They gave of themselves. They gave gifts. You know, this congregation, you truly amaze me. Your love, your gifts, your giving. As I mentioned here, we've had several that are filled with sickness and challenges right now. And so many of you have prepared meals, made calls, sent cards. You see, that's what it means to be the church. We give of ourselves. We go to each other in need. That is the hope proclaimed in Jesus Christ. Thank you, church, for being the church to all of our people when they need God's love the most. The H of light certainly is a reminder, we heard it throughout the scripture, that the Magi went to pay homage or honor God in worship. As we spoke of last week, worship is so central to our faith. As Luke read and proclaimed, or as I read what Luke proclaimed in his gospel last week, his gospel began in the temple in worship. Throughout Jesus' life, we heard about him journeying to the temple, and then at the very end, he was in the temple worshiping God. Friends, that is our gift. In the midst of this world where we face so many hardships, we don't want to minimize and say that they're just nothing to worry about. We have concerns. We have overwhelming burdens at times. But even in the midst of that, if we, like the wise sojourners, will worship and give thanks and count the blessings that we do have, we too can have joy and light, even in darkness. And finally, the words of the Magi today, the T. They remind us and give us an example of truly trusting in God. You see, when they were told by Herod to come back to me, to go and let me know where I can go and worship, in their listening, in their prayer time, they paused long enough, and in the witness of the Holy Spirit, even as they slept, they were warned to go another way, and they trusted God. So often in life's journeys, we're called to go different routes than what we thought, right? We're faced with sicknesses and sorrows that we didn't sign up for, that we didn't know were coming, much like the Magi had to go a completely different journey home that they'd never gone before. I'm sure they were filled with grief, faced life-threatening circumstances, but in that they trusted God, who had promised through the gift of Messiah to never leave them or forsake them. Friends, this day, as we celebrate the gift of ordained ministry from our elders, those that we've selected and nurtured through our prayers to lead our congregation, it's so important for us to remember that the gifts of ministry, the gifts of ordained ministry, are not to lord it over the congregation, but to be the first to serve them with the love of Christ. Thank you, RPC, for teaching me, for nurturing me with what it means to be the church and indeed be people of light in darkness. Amen. The choir had warned me to